Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I love to make lists. Have I ever told you that? This list is called My Past Lives. These are some of the lives that I imagine myself to have lived. Each one of them rings true because each one of them has a pinch of me, who I really am, in it. The list is in chronological order. The scene is Ireland in 939 AD. I was a peasant on the land who was tired of scratching out a miserable existence in a peat bog, eating roots and cursing my life. I decided that a cash crop would be a good idea. I chose radicchio because of its beautiful colors, tangy taste, and that Italian name, radicchio, yes. I will stake my future to radicchio. Well, I don't have to tell you that food tastes in the British Isles, even now, run more to baked and burnt rather than fresh and crispy. Way back then, forget about it. Boy, did I guess wrong. So I went back to starving to death, which I did in 942. England, 1535. I was head jester in the court of Henry VIII himself. What a gig. They loved me. I worked the big room most weekends and always on the holidays. The place was packed and I was booked for months in advance. As you may know, the court jester walked a fine line between politics and family, satire and character assassination. Now, when the guy you're working for is Henry VIII, that fine line can disappear altogether. I was executed on a sunny day in June for telling one too many in-law jokes. Philadelphia, 1755. I had just finished my apprenticeship setting type in Ben Franklin's print shop. The old man took a liking to me and offered me a job with his almanac. He really liked the way I would make pure baloney sound like the real deal. Everything from forecasting the weather to a home brew for improving one's marriage. It was such fun. I was around for Ben's experiments with bifocals, electricity, wood stoves, you name it, I saw it all. I beat him in a game of chess one night. Actually, I think he lost that game on purpose. He was in a hurry. He had some guys coming to the house to talk politics. Eh, go figure. Vienna, 1815. Napoleon had just been defeated and Beethoven was at the height of his composing powers. I was 12, the son of his landlady, and he hired me to empty his chamber pot and keep his inkwell full. Now, each task had its own challenges. The man was impossible. When my work pleased him, he was charming, and when I messed up, he was stupidly harsh. But you need to know, I would have worked for him forever, because when he played in the privacy of the apartment, time stood still and music itself was reinvented. London, 1857. I was Charles Dickens' proofreader. That man could write a chapter in 5 minutes. He was incredible. Thousands of pages and millions of words later, I went blind. I was to be the central character in one of his novels, Edward's Eyes, he called it. But he went with the street urchin Oliver Twist instead. Oh well, he was a great guy, and at least I was on the short list. We could use his like today. A great storyteller who cared about poor folks, working folks, and misfits. Dublin in 1916. This last one on my list is still a little painful because it seems like nothing has changed. I was a minor functionary in the Irish Republican Army during the Revolution. I ran messages and collected donations. Donations. After witnessing merciless cruelties inflicted on women and children, non-combatants every one, I expressed my doubts about the integrity of our methods. As I walked down Trumbull Street one morning, the dividing line between the opposing forces, I was shot dead simultaneously by soldiers from each side. It was fitting, I guess. There is no room for ambiguity in a war of ideas. No room for questions. So that's my list. A list of past lives. I wonder if I'll remember my current life, 1,000 years from now. I hope so. Because it's the best, my favorite life so far, by far.